So it's the big event of the week, possibly, the iPhone 5 launch. We're pretty sure it is going to be called the iPhone 5 after a little leak on the Apple website where somebody ingenious spotted a link to some iPhone 5 tips. We're in King's Place, which is headquarters of The Guardian. It's also a concert hall, concert venue, and in the concert hall, a few hundred journalists, bloggers, broadcasters assembled. Slightly strange event. We're all here to watch a feed of the event in San Francisco, which gets underway at 10 their time, 6 hours. Usual 6 p.m. our time. Usual form here is that the keynote lasts about an hour and a quarter, and then we actually get our hands on the new product. So many leaks already about the iPhone 5 that any surprise will be a big surprise. Obviously a lot hanging on it in terms of not just Apple's future but the shape of the mobile phone industry, and in particular in the UK, the competition between the various operators. We are now expecting that it will have the kind of 4G that will allow EE, Everything Everywhere, to offer it on its 4G network. So offering a 4G iPhone as much as a year before rivals like O2 and Vodafone. Will they react by resorting to their lawyers? We'll have to wait and see. But we'll know pretty soon what this new iPhone is going to look like and whether it's really any better than the Samsung Galaxy S3. Sure, most Android fans won't think so, but let's wait and see.